League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's begin.
This is the Boss.
I'm the Boss.
And the Gloss.
Check out my lip gloss. I only rock clear.
On SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Here are your hosts, David Gao and Carla Dawson.
I got that.
All right, hour number two underway. And you know, Jose, that Carla has this other life, that she goes out to places, she travels to L.A.
This is my other life.
She has other things. Oh, yeah, what's the real life and what's the other life? It's always a question. But I rarely put constraints on what she does in her other life. I mean, I have real rules about
it. I mean, we can't control her other life.
Right,
she's everywhere.
She just gets out there. But this time I'm going to.
He just gives me some. At any time that he needs.
Whenever we want to sedate her, we give her a little psalm and she relaxes and she dozes off. But no, I'm worried about her, and I've told her no more going out on the town with Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, none of that. You
got to kind of go Latvia or go home.
Go Latvia or go home. No, no more of that. It's not safe. It's not right. You don't want her out there, do you, Jose?
I don't know. Can you throw hands?
What's
you know
that?
How to fight?
No, I don't know how to fight. Wouldn't you think that I would be safe with Kristaps?
But no.
So for those who don't know, Porzingis was in a bar in Latvia and really beaten up. I mean, actually, we're making light of what was a really tough moment for him. He was surrounded by, apparently, people who were unhappy that he had been traded from the Knicks to the Mavericks. And they view that as an offensive matter worthy of beating him up.
I mean, have they seen the Knicks play? they should be congratulating him, high-fiving him, woo-woo, get
He's
out
been
from
set free
futility.
From the Knicks.
Yeah. Wow. No, but they drew blood, ripped his shirt. Yeah. I mean, it was not a good deal.
Mavericks are investigating what happened, but it does appear that Porzingis was truly the victim in this case. Going back to the Knicks, when we come back, we should look at the lottery, which is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Knicks fans are holding their breath.
Where's he going?
I mean, it would be great for the league if Zion landed in New York City with the New York Knicks. And there's a 14% chance.
That does not sound encouraging.
Well, it's 14%, and there are three teams that have that. We'll take a look at all the possibilities with the lottery. We're also going to take a look at what is going on with the Los Angeles Lakers. When we return, the Boss and the Gloss, SB Nation Radio.
This is the Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
All right, we can't miss this opportunity to talk about the Lakers.
No, we cannot. It just gets it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, what they've done, of course, for anybody who missed it, is they have a new head coach, Frank Vogel, who is a incredible basketball coach. It may not be like bringing in Pat Riley from the old days or Phil Jackson. This is no legendary coach, but they bring in Frank Vogel as head coach, and then they bring in an assistant coach, Jason Kidd, whom everybody envisions will now become the head coach at some point. How is that functional?
I'll tell you, Jason Kidd would be the head coach,
yes,
except for one word,
right?
Optics.
Yes.
What Jason Kidd is really great at, first of all, he obviously had a very storied and long successful career in the NBA. He told
great
LeBron
yep.
years ago, he said, in 11 years, I'm going to be coaching you.
Hmm.
And basically that's what's happening. However, on the other side of Jason Kidd, the other Jason Kidd, is the one that has domestic assault allegations on him, has DUIs. He has a checkered past. So the one word is optics. That's why he is not the Lakers coach, because he was one of them that, you know, Monty Williams interviewed but ended up going on to Phoenix. This and that. That's why he's not the coach. But he is the coach in waiting. And the minute that there's a misstep in the Lakers organization, or what has appeared so under Vogel, Kidd will be the head coach.
I mean, can't you just see some picture of LeBron and Jason Kidd meeting or having a conversation privately, or just at the end of the bench or out on the town at dinner? And when that picture gets out, social media will explode that LeBron is orchestrating a transition. Vogel will be out. Kidd will be in. It's an explosive situation.
No, it is. I think the most important thing for Vogel, what he brings, he's a really high character guy. And he's very well liked in the league. He gives players freedom, but he does hold them accountable, which is important. He was with Orlando and Indianapolis. Didn't have the most successful time with Orlando. His record overall is 304 wins to 291 losses overall. But LeBron saw Vogel firsthand when they faced Indianapolis in the playoffs. And that was when LeBron was at the Heat with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. And I think he respects Vogel and the team that he brought to those playoffs.
No, Vogel is worthy of respect.
He is.
I actually worry he's not getting much respect by Kidd being the assistant coach, and Vogel has to look over his shoulder all the time.
And an assistant coach with a lot of responsibility. I think the most important thing for Vogel, though, he can't worry about Kidd. I mean, he took the job knowing that Kidd was going to be in that position.
Yes.
It's imperative he has to get buy-in from LeBron James.
Well,
it's the only way it's going to work.
He's got to get buy-in from LeBron. Presumably, LeBron was part of this scheming and activity and the coaches they brought together. Not sure. But he's going to have to win. I mean, the minute there's a problem, they're going to have to come out of the gates well. If they don't, I can just see the noise getting to be a big distraction very fast.
Oh, yeah.
So in this construct, are the Lakers going to be able to recruit a great free agent? We'll have to come back for that, because actually we've got a great opportunity to visit with Steve Lyons. Many would remember Steve Lyons. He was Psycho. He played every baseball position in the field, and he is the voice of Nesson. He covers the Red Sox and all things MLB. Joining us now on SB Nation Radio is Steve Lyons. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. What's going on?
Well, you're on with David and Carla, and we're excited to, well, let's start with the Red Sox. They were one team at the beginning of the year, and they've been another team in the past 2 to 3 weeks. Which is the real Red Sox team?
Well, you got to think they're probably somewhere in between, I guess. Obviously, they were ridiculously good last year, you win 108 games last year, you win the World Series, you pretty much were the best team in baseball. And then this year they started off as literally one of the worst teams in baseball. First 3 weeks of the season, they stunk it up pretty good. And so right now they're playing really, really well, and they might not be as good as they're playing right now. So they're somewhere in between, but obviously they're going to be the class of the East along with the Yankees.
We're talking to Steve Lyons of Nesson Baseball. Okay, they got help from a rookie again. Chavez has really been a great addition to the lineup. Talk about what he means in that locker room.
He came up and he's done a really good job. He's the kind of guy who's a really good breaking ball hitter. And, you know, he went through a little scuffle time like every guy does when they came up. I think he went 0 for 19. And he has certainly had his share of bleeders and doink hits. But he can also hit the ball out of the park, too. So they're going to find a way to keep him in the lineup. I mean, there was a time when he came up, they figured he'd be there for about, you know, 5 or 6 days. And then when someone got healthy, he'd be gone. But he played so well that he's not going anywhere.
One guy that has been incredibly impressive on the defensive side, Jackie Bradley Jr. I mean, is it justify the weak bat? His defense has just been outstanding.
You know, they've been asking that question for about 4 years now, because he only really had one season where he hit, and most of that hitting came from about a 3 week period of time. Sorry, I think someone's dying down the road. came about a 3 week or a 1 month period of time where it was unbelievable, and the rest of his life at the major league level, he hasn't really been very good as a hitter. And this year, I mean, you can say that he's been god-awful. There's no question about it. But he is flat out most likely the best center fielder in all of baseball. And, you know, I played center field when I played. I've been around the game for 35 years, and I know what a good center fielder looks like. And he's definitely one of them. So you probably have seen the play that he made in center field in Baltimore.
Amazing. It was amazing.
Jumping up over the wall. You know, and to me, it's like, you know, when you ask Jackie about a play like that, he's like, that's not that tough a play. He said, if you put yourself in position and you get to where you need to be and you can jump and get up to the wall, then catching it is the easy part. And that's the way kind of I used to think. And, you know, most good center fielders will tell you, you know, that's a beautiful play and it looks great and it looks like a tough play. But if you do what you're supposed to do, you make that play. Now, if you don't, if you're someone who messes up something along the way, then you're gonna be in a little bit of trouble to actually make the play if you don't do what you're supposed to do in order to put yourself in position to get there.
So Chris Sale, awful few starts at the beginning. Last few starts, he seems to be on track. What's the difference? How has Chris Sale been able to turn his season around?
Well, velocity for the most part. I mean, it's been a strange situation for Sale. It's like, you know, here's what happened. At the end of the day, these guys weren't ready. They went to spring training. They were all babied. Everyone said, oh, you guys pitched a month longer than anybody else. You know, we want to back off. I mean, we had guys coming into the season that had pitched 8 innings in spring training. Mm. And so basically for the first 3 weeks of the season, those guys were all getting their second starts in. And so their second starts should have been their, you know, fourth and fifth start of spring training, and they looked terrible, and it showed. And at the end of the day, you know, after that, they were ready to go. But it was the first 3 weeks was terrible.
Staying with pitching, Steve, I want to ask you about the extension for Sale, you know, considering the wear and tear on his body thus far, and also David Price's contract, what you think of both of those contracts. Obviously, Dave Dombrowski has done an incredible job, president of baseball operations, but do you like both of those contracts?
Price and who?
Price and Sale. The extension for Sale, given the wear and tear, you know, that he already has on his body.
Yeah, I wasn't sold on Sale at all when he signed, given that he's been, you know, ineffective for the last two seasons down the stretch, and then basically hurt last season down the stretch. You got to wonder about what you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $150 million. You know, the Eovaldi deal is another one. Now he had to have some surgery to do bone chips, and he's had two Tommy Johns already.
Right.
You got to worry about all that stuff. Obviously, you know that Sale had to have a physical before they signed him to that deal, so they were fine and happy with it. And now he seems to be throwing much harder, and that's the big difference with Sale. You know, if he's throwing mid-90s and throws that slider, then you're in trouble. If he's throwing, you know, 88 like he was earlier in the season and throwing a slider that didn't really have that much bite to it, then, you know, he's a very average hittable pitcher. So we're hoping that we continue to get the guy who's mid-90s, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts? See, we've got two guys sitting at home that it's a little bit of a surprise in Craig Kimbrell and Dallas Keuchel out of Houston. They're still unsigned. At what point do you think a team's going to sign them?
You know, there comes a point where they have the advantage again. Like, you look at both of those guys, there's going to be a need. And right now, or when the season started, nobody really wanted to pay what their asking price was. And now when you get to the trading deadline or you get to the point where someone's looking at their team and they're like, we're a good team, but we need somebody to put us over the top, they're going to come, you know, knocking on the door for those guys. And Keuchel, you know, we keep hearing the Yankees, which would be a good move for them. And Kimbrell, whatever team thinks that they're really good, but they've been blowing saves and have problems in their bullpen, then they're going to look at a guy like Kimbrell. But, you know, the whole, you know, the $17, $18 million price tag for a closer, it doesn't seem like, you know, nobody wanted to pay that. You know, Chapman kind of set the market for those high-dollar closers. But at the end of the day, you're talking about $18, $19, $20 million for a guy who throws 40 innings a year. Mm-hmm. That's tough to fathom.
We're talking to former major leaguer Steve Lyons. He's the voice of Ness in baseball. Let's look at the Yankees. You mentioned them. I mean, they've endured a ton of injuries, and yet they're right there at the top of their division. How impressed are you by what the Yankees are doing?
Overly. I mean, it's really kind of crazy when you think about it. They've endured their entire lineup being out. It wasn't like, you know, some scrub players that were hurt and they were worried about what was going to go on. They had their starters. They had their starters in their rotation. They had the starters in their everyday lineup. And it kind of shows how the depth of their lineup, what it is, and how good they are, considering what they've been able to do when they had so many guys out. Now they're starting to get those guys back, and you got to figure they're going to be even better. So we'll see how that goes.
Steve Lyons, the voice of Nesson, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Do not take a chance on getting stranded on your way home, Carla. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested. It's free of charge and one of the many services available. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people will help you find the exact battery for your car or truck. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Got that?
Thanks for looking out for me, boss.
All right. Tomorrow is a big night. It's an historic night. It's a swing night. It's the NBA lottery.
And the Zion sweepstakes. That's what it is. Let's call it what it is.
Well, with Zion being Zion and all that he is and the great player that he will become, it's probably the most anticipated lottery night I can recall in a long time. I can remember when the Tim Duncan sweepstakes were there, and that was a big deal. But this one is huge. And there are three teams at the top, but those teams only have a 14% chance
of
winning.
At the top and the bottom.
Well, they're really the bottom teams that, well, you got the Knicks, the Cavaliers, and the Suns, each with a 14% chance of getting the number one overall pick.
Okay, does that sound encouraging to you?
Well, really, if you were the Knicks and you've tanked all year, you won only 17 games. And yet, after all that misery, you've only got a 14% chance.
I mean,
well, clearly, NBA is taking steps to try to level the field in the lottery, perhaps to mitigate tanking. The rewards of tanking are not high probable outcomes here. I mean, you cannot be assured of getting the first pick overall. There was a day when the worst record got you the number one pick long before the lottery. But now we're in a world where, yeah, those three teams all have a 14% chance. So that's not that optimistic. But if we look at the teams that are in the lottery and have a chance, think of what a historic switch this would be. So let's look at one. New Orleans has a 6% chance of winning the lottery. Imagine if New Orleans were to get Zion. Do you think that would change Anthony Davis's mind?
I do.
I mean, that would change New Orleans' franchise for the next decade. They could have both Davis and Zion, and then surely some other free agent would want to jump on that train.
Right. And I think Davis gets along with Gentry. I think it's a good situation. He just wants – he needs more people around him.
I mean, the other one that jumps out at me, however remote, the Lakers have a 2% chance of winning the lottery and getting Zion.
And wouldn't you know, just because LeBron is – everything he touches is gold, they'll get the number one pick.
Well, imagine Zion and LeBron. I mean, some people think of Zion as the next LeBron, right? Imagine that duo there in L.A., and then they would be able to – some other free agent would jump on that one absolutely. I mean, there would be somebody like Kawhi or Kemba Walker or even a Chris Middleton adding to that kind of a team, a core. That would be – so it just makes the lottery –
maybe a Kevin Durant.
A huge – well, look, Durant might well want to jump on that. Yeah, it just would be – it's such a big swing, and we'll know tomorrow night. It will be a moment where some team's trajectory will change for the next decade. That's how I'm framing it. It's a big deal. It is fun. A lot of mystery in that one. Great, great fun to see. It will be tomorrow night. One team that does not have a chance is the Celtics. They have four, potentially they'll have four first-round draft picks, but not a chance at winning the lottery. Celtics are in a really tough spot right now. Because,
it's like a purgatory.
Well,
when you look at the tale of two seasons, last year, the up-and-coming, outperforming surprise without Gordon Hayward. This year, their expectations were so much bigger, and they have hugely disappointed.
Yeah,
what went wrong in Boston? Tell us.
Well, hard to say. I think that Ainge assembled a lot of talented pieces, but for a number of reasons, they weren't able to put them all together. When Kyrie came into the fold, you had guys like Terry Rozier, well, even Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, who had had very good years previous year without Kyrie. And some of them were asked to take a step back and let Kyrie be Kyrie. And doing that's really hard when, in fact, well, if you're Terry Rozier, you're entering the free agent opportunity. It cost him a lot of money to sort of take a step back to Kyrie. And so I don't think that went over very well. I think there was dissension in the locker room. I think it was very hard for different players to take a step back after that great, great breakout year that so many of them had. So they all had to find room on that roster and in playing time behind Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward, both of whom were coming back from injury.
And I think with the departure of LeBron, it was almost a given that Boston was going to be the one coming out of the East.
Yep.
So I think, fair or not,
expectations were ridiculous.
The expectations were huge.
Right.
But what do you think? Do you think that I know obviously the fans in Boston, the majority of the fans want Kyrie gone.
Yep.
It's like they're going to help him pack his suitcases.
Yep.
Do you feel like the team feels that same way? And what about Brad Stevens?
So it's interesting. Marcus Smart came out and said pretty explicitly that Kyrie Irving didn't deserve the blame. And in fact, it was a team sport and that Kyrie is a key cog in what he hopes the Celtics will do next year. Marcus Smart may be the real leader on that team. Al Horford, a quiet leader, more by example. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving,
the floor general.
Kyrie Irving, just the presumed leader, the guy who's raised the flag and said, I'm the leader, but nobody really wants to pay attention to him. And in fact, he's alienated some in that locker room. So I think there's very, very mixed reviews on whether Kyrie Irving even should come back. Clearly, he's a top, top talent. The media in Boston are saying the path forward for the Celtics should be to get Kyrie to come back and then use that as a lever to bring in Anthony Davis. You can trade for Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis, who's on a one-year deal, would re-sign if he could play with Kyrie Irving in the long term. So that would be the method that would accumulate superstars. If we're living in an era when it's all about accumulating superstars, you could have Kyrie, Anthony Davis, Al Horford, and whomever remains between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and that's and not to be lost, Gordon Hayward as he returns to form. So that's a pretty good core. I mean, they've been an outstanding core. But I don't know. I don't think that the fans want Kyrie back, and I don't think Kyrie wants to come back. I see Kyrie in a different uniform next year. And then I think the Celtics are in the business of trading for Anthony Davis. I think they would give up either Brown or Tatum, plus a bunch of draft picks.
I hate to see either of them go. I love those young guns.
Well, the young guns, and they've been the sort of the energy and the excitement in that team. But if you had a core that included, say, it was Jason Tatum who remained, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, Anthony Davis, Marcus Smart, and some role players, that's a pretty strong core.
That's a heady group.
That's a heady group. And that's probably where they're headed. They do have the four first-round picks. There's a chance that one of the picks will land in the lottery in a place that would bump it into next year, which they might even prefer because having four in one year is too many. Mm-hmm. So they'll either get it bumped or they could trade one pick this year for a pick next year. Because they just can't take four rookies this season.
Unless they take the Duke starting lineup.
Well, let me bring to that point up. This is all about Zion, the big lottery sweepstakes.
But
there are some other good players in this draft. I mean, R.J. Barrett's very impressive. John Morant is very impressive.
Exactly.
There's some guys that someone should be very excited about getting. Here's the strange mode we're in, is if you end up with the number two or three pick in the lottery, they'll be sort of sulking around that you didn't get Zion. But there's some other great players coming out in this draft.
No, it's so true. And, you know, it's you draft based on potential.
Right.
And even Zion. I mean, we've seen him. He's amazing. But that's still on potential. So, you know, look at Markelle Fultz, what happened there with Washington. That was a disaster.
Well, it shows how inexact the science of, I mean, Zion seems like the sure thing. But after that,
Yeah, someone's going to surprise. Put my money on him being the sure thing.
Yeah, but someone else will surprise, upside or downside.
Right.
It will happen both ways.
That's right. You could end up with a Steph Curry.
Woo! All right, when we come back, we'll have our He Said, She Said segment. You're listening to The Boss and The Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
This is The Boss and The Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Well, it's been fun to have you back in studio after that big trip you took in L.A. You did a lot of hiking out there, didn't you?
Every day. It was intense.
And it wore you out.
It wore me out. But it was so nice. We don't have hills in Houston.
No hills in Houston, but great L.A. hiking. Did you get sore? Did you get beat up in any way physically?
Okay. The hamstrings?
Yeah.
Ooh, you could bounce a nickel off them. Ow.
They're tight. They're tight. Sore. I have a solution for you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Stand back, sit down. Here
okay.
it comes.
Okay, tell me.
The
give
answer
me, give
to
me.
Your soreness is Blue Emu. It's Blue Emu. It's a deep penetrating cream. You rub it on those hamstrings. It will relax the muscles. Your pain will be gone.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
I love me my perfume.
Yep.
I cannot be smelling. Tell me what I'm going to smell like. I don't want some Bengay type of thing going on.
Oh, no. The beauty of Blue Emu, there's no scent. It is perfect. You will be happy.
You won't even
you
know I have
feel
it?
Better. No one will know you have it, not even Jose, who has the best nose in the house.
So I can go from hiking to hip-hop with no problem?
Hiking to hip-hop for the gloss.
How about that?
Blue Emu will send you back out to hip-hop class.
Perfect.
I'm all right, in. Let's talk a little He Said, She Said. This is the segment where we take a look at what people have said during the course of the week, and we break it down. Let's go first to the 76ers, a heartbreaking Game 7 loss with Leonard shot, the four-clinker before it went in? How many times did it bounce in
four.
That room? You call it four. I have it five.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got
you
it five.
You have four bounces and then a basket?
And then it went in.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay.
Joel Embiid of the 76ers, he was asked about, he was obviously very frustrated, and he was asked about the process, the 76ers process after the game. Let's hear what Joel Embiid said.
You've been here for almost all of the process. Where would you say the process is right now? And you just played the most minutes you've ever played in regulation. Are you tired?
I don't give a damn about the process. And no, I'm not tired.
Hello. That is Joel Embiid saying, stop asking me a dumb question. I just played 45 of a 48-minute game 7. And when I sat on the bench for the 3 minutes only, we were a negative 12.
Mm.
What do you think? Am I tired or not? But, you know, credit him for it saying he's not.
Well, and he was clearly disappointed. I mean, you could see
yes.
on his face in that. He was devastated by the loss.
Out.
Really, really tough loss. He did play his heart out.
Yeah, he did. And he was incredible.
Now, his coach, Brett Brown, had some words to share for Embiid and what he hopes he learns from this loss to the Raptors. Let's hear Coach Brett Brown.
It's going to be a life memory that, as painful as it feels now, it'll help him. It'll help shape his career. It'll help give him greater clarity of what this time of the year represents, all the stuff that has to accrue over many months that will equal the ability to one day be a champion. It's hard. It's hard to be the last man standing.
I love Brett Brown's point. It is hard to be the last man standing. There is one team that's going to end up a champion.
Yep.
And there are 31 that are going to go home. And I this right there is the answer to how is the process working? It's working. Coach and superstar growing together, one supporting the other, learning through heartbreak. I mean, this is exactly, yes, the process is working in Philly. Don't change it.
All right, let's move from the agony of defeat to the thrill of victory. This is Blazers head coach Terry Stotts, and he talked about how great it is to have both C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard on the team. And he talked about this after they won their Game 7. Two great guards in the backcourt.
it's a luxury to have two guys like that who can find ways to score in different ways. You know, CJ does it in one way, Dame does it in another. On a night where Dame struggled shooting the ball, CJ came up big. That's what, you know, being part of a team. So those two guys, you know, if one of them, mostly one of them's going to have something going. So you kind of count on that. And, you know, it was CJ tonight. But it's a luxury to have two guys who can score like that.
He's right. It is a luxury. And Steve Kerr would say the exact same thing. But he can also add KD and Draymond and Andre. But also Terry Stotts has got Zach Collins, mm-hmm. who comes in for really important minutes. I mean, they've got pieces,
yep.
really.
Yep.
It's impressive. It's going to be a great series.
I tell you, CJ McCollum really impressed me in the fourth quarter. His ability to drive to the basket, particularly in the tense moments of that game, was very, very impressive.
Well, he said to his coach, "You give me the ball, I will give you a basket."
Mm.
That's veteran presence. That's championship material. And that got him their first trip to the Western Conference Finals in 19 years.
All right, we're going to shift back from that thrill of victory back to the agony of defeat. We're going zig and zag. We're coming back to the Houston Rockets, where the owner of the Houston Rockets, Tillman Fertitta, has been an aggressive businessman. He is a fighter and, frankly, a winner. And he was very upset after his team's elimination game. And he explains how he hopes his culture, his personal culture, his business culture begins to rub out onto his players.
Well, you know, I'm a fighter, you know, that's my culture. And I think the longer that I own this team, they're going to pick up more of my culture is that we had them. We should have stepped on their throat the other night and cut their throat, okay? It's not let's make a few shots and win. It's step on their throat and let's take it back to Houston and end it in six. And we'll pick up a few Tillmanisms along the way in the next few years.
Well, that's a new noun, a Tillmanism.
I like it.
But there is something there. There's a championship DNA that seemed to be on the Warriors but didn't seem to be with the Rockets. And if Tillmanism can be the answer, so be it, because the Houston fans obviously are looking for it.
Well, he's the right owner. And what they didn't take care of in Game 5 when KD went out, they could have taken care of in Game 6. In fact, it got even better. Mm. It was on the Rockets' home court. There was no DeMarcus Cousins, no KD, and the Rockets were able to hold Steph Curry scoreless, and it was still tied at the half, and obviously we know the outcome. Warriors went on to win. So Tillman's right. There's got to be – I love your term championship DNA. That's what's lacking in Houston.
All right. The Warriors won the series after taking command in Game 5, and Kerr did his best Jurgen Klopp impression after that win.
I don't know if you're a soccer fan, but Liverpool yesterday came out with just one of the great wins in soccer history. And after the match, their manager, Jurgen Klopp, said, the young kids in Liverpool are probably asleep by now. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it. But our boys are giants. That's what he said. And I know how he feels, so I apologize to my mom, who is probably watching, but our guys are giants. Like, that was an unbelievable victory tonight.
Yes, he's right. KD goes down with 14 minutes left in a tightly contested game at Oracle. And, you know, again, it took him a couple minutes to regroup. And then Kerr called in the committee, and the Warriors took it home. Really tilted the series 3-2 at that point.
And I love the expletive. And
he
just
he's
fit.
Right.
There's a time
right.
to use the word, and
you
there's a time not to use the word.
You always say that about the F-bomb, and you're
but
correct.
But you agree in this case.
I do agree.
Yeah.
And he was sweet to apologize to his mom.
He said it twice, too. He upped the ante, because Klopp only said it once in his original soundbite.
Yeah, the double dose.
You're right.
I mean, that's a big deal.
But he got forgiveness from the mama in between, so maybe that's why.
You keep
on.
Coming back to the mother's role in all this.
Exactly.
And it's funny, because Klopp did his on TV, and Kirk kind of did the same thing because it was at a press conference, but it just so happened they were televising his and they didn't dump it in time. So they're kind of one in the same. Like, they both got through on television. It's not
there
good.
Might be some good karma in that.
All right, let's go to the next one. Number 6, Quinnen Williams, who, of course, was drafted number 3 overall by the Jets. And His personality has gotten a lot of good attention on social media. Over the weekend, he talked with the media about how starstruck he was to meet his new teammates on the New York Jets.
He first walked in, I'm like, man, it's Leonard Williams. Like, he a beast. He from USC. I should give props from props, dude, basically. But, yeah, I was being a little fan, and we just worked out together and stuff like that. And we just, like, talked about football in general, talked about how the NFL going to go and how his rookie year was and stuff like that. And just grew a bond just through football. I didn't know at the time that I was going to play with him and stuff like that. So, yeah, I was, like, a fan at first because, you got to think about it at the time. Like 7 months ago, I didn't know I was going to start. So it's like to be in this position right now, like I'm like, bro, that's crazy. So like when I get to meet people, I'll be like, man, it's dope. Like I met Le'Veon Bell yesterday, and I'm like, whoa, like this Le'Veon Bell, like the number one running back in the NFL. Like it's just crazy. So but I know I'm one of the people too, though. So it's like, but I don't really look at it like that, though. So like I met Sam Darnold, that's crazy. Like bro, you Sam Darnold, Jamal Adams. I'm like, bro, I got Jamal Adams on my ultimate team. So it's like, that's crazy. So it's like.
Okay, can we just say how beautiful humility is? And let me just correct Quinnen Williams.
Yes.
He's not a little fan. Have you seen the size of him?
No.
He's a large dude.
He's a large man.
He's a big fan. But I love his childlike, just starstruck eyes. Mm-hmm. I'm all about that. That's how I felt at the draft in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And when we saw those guys, like I just couldn't even believe they were standing in front of us.
Yep.
So exciting. And credit Nick Saban and what he's doing at Alabama. What a great culture. You could have a guy with so much hubris up there thinking he's all that in a bag of chips after going number three in the draft. And here's a guy who, I just saw Le'Veon Bell. I just saw Leonard Williams. I met Sam Darnold. That is awesome. Wow. I really like that. I've listened to that 6 times already. I've got to admit it.
There it is.
Makes me
all
happy.
Right. No, it's fun to see his excitement, and it should be exciting for him, right? On the one hand, you want total excitement. On the other hand, you want poise to play alongside them, and I think he's going to be that perfect mix.
When he said 7 months ago he didn't know if he'd have a starting job at Alabama.
Yeah.
And here he is.
Here he is.
At a press conference for the New York Jets.
Amazing.
Pretty great.
All right. The Astros have been on a tear this past week, and George Springer has also been on a tear, and he's explained how hitting is contagious.
I think hitting is extremely contagious, and you know, the guy sees somebody else had a knock, and you know he wants to get a knock, and then the next guy wants to get one, and I just think that the guys today did a great job of kind of just passing the baton on, and you know, not really trying to do too much, and getting the next guy up to the plate.
All right, well, you know, this is after George Springer's, you know, 5-hit game yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, incredible. I mean, first Houston player with 5 hits and 5 runs in a game, including 2 home runs. He leads the American League right now with 15 home runs.
Well, the Astros have had 3 home runs tonight, and they're leading 5-1 over Detroit. So,
and the home runs came out of the bottom of the order.
It is funny. These teams amazing. Like the Astros and the Red Sox started so slowly, and now they've really gotten their act together. You can
Dodgers
see
as well.
Time, y'all. Dodgers, yes, they're all on track now. You can see the cream rising to the top.
But we talk about this. You don't win in April.
No, no. And evidently, you don't lose the season in April either.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we'll look at what we've learned from the gloss of the last couple of hours. SB Nation Radio.
This is the Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
All right, this hour of SB Nation Radio has been presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Okay, this is the segment where we get to look at what we've learned from the gloss over the last couple of hours. First of all, we have concluded we're not going to let you go out on the town with Kristaps Porzingis anymore.
No Latvia for me.
No Latvia for the gloss.
Staying in Houston.
We're keeping you safe.
Maybe a few side trips to LA, but no Latvia.
Secondly, after what Dennis Rodman has done, and though he might land in jail, we will no longer allow you to put nose rings, lip rings, or to dye your hair lavender anymore.
Are you going to let me put yoga clothes in my purse when no one's looking?
You can get all the yoga clothes you want.
Okay, excellent.
Good. You think that it's odd that Jason Kidd will be on the bench backing up Frank Vogel?
Because it's not going to be backing up.
Inevitable.
For long.
Inevitable.
It's inevitable. Within 2 years, he'll be the head coach.
Mm. Okay. The ISO offense that the Rockets have deployed with James Harden works better in the regular season than it does in the playoffs.
Yes, they need more wrinkles in the playoffs. Too easy to figure out, too easy to defend.
You think that the 76ers should not blow up their team? The process is still working.
The process is working. They were four bounces, you say five, away from overtime, and who knows what would have happened. In a game seven, stick with it, Philly. You're on the right track.
You count better than I. I counted five. All right, and the Warriors have a championship DNA that we've not yet seen in the Rockets.
Yes.
Tillman Fertitta and the
Fertitta, you're giving a little accent, are you?
The Tillmanism, the Tillmanilia, that attitude, that
the Tillmanilia.
Yeah, the step on the throat attitude. You believe in it. You want it for those Rockets.
They've got to have it. They've got to have it.
All right, fair enough. Let me conclude with this. We've all talked about how after a big show, when you're amped up and you're entertaining, you're doing talk and it's exciting and it's fun.
I am kind of amped up. Does it worry you?
You're amped up. What are you going to do when you go home and you need to get some sleep? You can't take an energy drink. You need to take something to wind you down. And you know the solution now, don't you?
Get some.
You learned it. It's called Get Some. Woo-hoo, the drink is some.
It's birthday. It's birthday.
And you can go get it if you go to a website. It's www.getsom.com. That's GETSOM.com. When I go home tonight, I'm going to have a little Get Some.
I'm getting some too.
And everyone will wind down. It'll be a good night's sleep.
Here we go.
GetSom.com. Coming up next is a man who has not yet had a Som because he is fired up. It's Alex Gold of the Gold Standard. He will be coming in next year on SB Nation Radio.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.